The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Daf Lamed Vav. Today's daf is being studied in Mishpat Avraham ben Eser, Ruach Hashem Tenhen ben Eden. Today's daf is being studied in Refuah Shlema, Yosef ben Sarah, Rahamim Adel ben Rahamim Hayim ben Adel, Vegam Sarah bat Rachel Elna Refana Lahem. In Amen. We begin today's daf on Amud Amud Bet, and we are starting 6 lines from the bottom. And we Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braita Arayot, which simply means that's a lady that's forbidden from Arayot, one of the Arayot, Ushniyot Arayot. Normally when we say Shniyot Arayot, those are the ladies that are forbidden, not from the Torah, but only from the Rabbanan, and Lahem Lo Kenas Velo Pitui. Which means the law of Knas means if a person is me'anis, one of the arayot, or is me'anis, one of the shiniyot, there's no Knas. He does not have to pay the 50 shekalim Knas. They're not subject to the law of onis, and not pitui. Pitui is seduction, where we say then he has to pay 100 or so 50 shekalim. He's not subject to that law as well. Hamema'enet, let's say a girl was married by her mother or her brother. That's a case where, let's say, her father died. So the rabbis gave a permissibility that her mother or her brother can marry her off. That kiddushin is a kiddushin mit rabbanan. So if she wants to get out of that kiddushin, she makes what's called a mi'un. So it says a girl that went through the procedure called mi'un, and la lo kenas ve lo pitui. Also, there's no kenas by this girl, which means if somebody was ma'anesa, that doesn't have the law of kenas, that has to pay the 50, and there's no law of pitui as well. Next case, Ailunit. Ailunit's a girl that does not have the signs of a woman. She doesn't have the simanim of a isha, right? So the deed is over. En la lo knas velo pitui. Also, no knas to such a girl and no pitui. Vayotzet mishum shemra, a girl that was married and she was forced to get divorced because shemra, there was bad rumors going on that maybe she was unfaithful. And la lo knas velo pitui. Guess those are all the cases. The Gemara will analyze each one. Let's read Rashi. Arayot b'shiniyot nekama mefaresh leu. Good. Knas danusa pitui de mefuta. Good. Hamema'enet beba'la. Kegon yetoma ketana. She was a ketana. She was a yetoma. She si'ua ima umiana beba'la. The mother married off and she refused. En la knas she'ena behaskat betula u ibniset. Well, simple. We know the law of anusa only applies to a betula. Once already she got married, she's not Hazkat Betula anymore. Therefore, the law of Anusa doesn't apply. Ailunit, she'en la simanei na'arut le'olam. She never gets the simanim of a na'arut, of hair and things like that. Ve'ena yoledet. Okay? Lashon ayil zachar, duchranita de lo yalda, like we said. En la knas, what's the reason? Lifi she'en knas ila la na'ara. Because the law is, as we learned, that knas is only given to a girl that is a na'ara. Vezu she'lo tavi sa'arot le'olam kol kaf shana hi be'azkat ketana. U'mishami bogeret. Which means a ilonid, she goes from katnut to magrut. Which means until 20 years old, she's considered a ketana. And once already at 20, she doesn't bring any signs, she just matures into a bogeret. So since she never has a na'arut stage, so therefore the ailunit is not shayach to the law of knas, because knas only applies to a na'ara. Next Rashi, vayotzet mishum shemra, kasar kadach shelo matza la ba'ala betulin. At this point we're thinking shemra is that the husband went with her and claimed that she had no betulin. So the Gemara is going to say, "With the command, parik bat sekilai." So what the Gemara is going to say, "What do you mean? She's not shayach to the law of onus. If the husband married her and then she was found that she was not a betulin, then she's considered znut. She's hayamita." So the Gemara will explain exactly what this case is. Okay, we go one step at a time. Comes the Gemara and says, "My arayot umay shniyot." Okay, what is when it says arayot? What is arayot and what is considered shniyot la'arayot? So the Gemara says like this, Ili ma arayot. Maybe you'll tell me when it says arayot, arayot mamash, meaning regular ladies that are forbidden, which means whatever it says in Parashat Aharemot,
those ladies are forbidden b'isud karet. V'sheniyot b'dvrei sofrim, and sheniyot means the ladies that are forbidden midrabanan, that the rabbis were gozer. For example, em immo, right, or em abiv. Right, the other arayot that we learned in Masechet Yevamot on Daf Chaf Aleph, which we call them sheniyot la'arayot, kevan de midoraita hajale. So Gemara asks a question like this: since midoraita, the sheniyot really are permissible, amai en lahem knas? Why shouldn't there be knas? Which the whole logic is: why is there no knas by a regular arayot? Because the Torah says, what's the one of the things you have to do after the person's madness? Yes, the barrier. The person says velo tiye. The isha, he has to marry her. So I understand a regular lady that's be sur karet, you can't marry her. So therefore, since you can't marry her, kiddushin is not tofsin be haybe karet. So therefore, it's not a yach tadin of ores. But if you're learning the case of shiniyot, this means ladies are only forbidden in the banan. That means be doraita kiddushin is tofes. So if kiddushin is tofes, so therefore the chaura there should be shayach to the subject of knas because kiddushin is tofes. So comes the. Gemara says, "Ela arayot." You know what arayot means? Hibe mitot betin. Those ladies that if you go with them, there's going to be mitat betin. Okay, and that would be a. He says it's listed in Sanhedrin. Those ladies, sheniyot hibe kiritot. Good. And sheniyot is chibe kiritot. Common denominator between both of these ladies, asu to marry them. Aval chibe lavin, but when it comes to chibe lavin, yesh lahem knas. When it comes to chibe lavin, there is knas. Now let's analyze. Because chibe lavin kiddushin is tofes. Now even though you cannot stay married to them. Umari, and who will be the author of this statement? Shim'on HaTimnihi. Now if you remember, Shim'on HaTimnihi is the one that said that the law of ones applies to a lady, the pasuk says "Vlotiya leisha," right? So any lady that is marriageable, the law applies to, even though it's isur. So therefore, it's exactly what the statement is saying. Arayot means chaybe mitot betin, kedushin is not tofes. Shiniyot means chaybe karet, kedushin is not tofes. Therefore, no din of ones. Masheen ken chaybe lavin, since kedushin is tofes, there is havaya, and therefore, according to Shimon HaTimni, we learned that if there is havaya, there's shayach. With ones, and therefore they have ones. So they're to the exclusion of Haimekritut and Hitut Mitat Betin, they're out, but Levin is in. Ika de Amni, some say, Arayot Haibe Mitot Betin. The Arayot is referring to what? Haibe Mitot Betin. The Haibe Kritut. And Kritut also. It's including both of them. Sheniyot, when it says Sheniyot, Haibe Levin. Oh, so then Mani, who's the author? The Bishma Menashiahi. Because the Bishma Menashiahi was the one that held that to be subject for the law of Ones, it's not enough that the Kiddushin has to be able to be Tofes. You have to be able to stay married. Velo Tiye Lisha means that she's a type of wife able to keep her. And therefore, any wife that you can't keep her is not Shayach in the Perasha. So therefore, this Braita will work out according to this understanding. Meaning, when it says Arayot, it means Haybe Kiritot and Haybot Mitot Betin. There, Kiddushin is not even Tofes. And then Sheniyot means even Haybe Lavin. Even though Kiddushin is Tofes, still no din of ones. Why? Because she can't stay married. And that would be following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Menashia. Comes the Gemara and continues. Habima enet en laknas velo pitui. Good. So we said a girl that was mima enet. There's no knas, no pitui. So we understand why. Because she was married. Once she's married, she's not a betula. And therefore, there's no din. So Gemara says, ha ketana be'alma. Itla. Oh, but we make a diuk. Now, when does a girl make mi'un? A girl makes mi'un only when she's a ketana. That's the way we understand. She's the mother or the brother married off when she was still a ketana. When she's still a minor, meaning less than 12 years old, she's able to make a refusal. Good. So we can make a diuk now. Only a mima'enet is not shayach in the law of ones because she's not a betula, but a regular ketana is in the perasha. So the Gemara says, Mani Rabbanani. Must be this bright as following Shitav Rabbanan de Amar, Ketana Yesh Laknas.
Right.
We have a famous mahloket that what? One, the rabbis hold that the law of ones doesn't only apply to a Na'ara. it applies as well to a ketana. And because Braita, we have a good mashmaut that it's called like the Rabbanan. Because the Braita just says a mima'enet is not in knas. Because she's a type of ketana that's not a betula. But a regular ketana that could be a betula, it'll be shayach to din of oris. So the Braita must be following shitat hakamim. Right? So comes the Gemara and says, hold it. Ema sefa. I'll bring you a question from the sefa. Ailonit, when it comes to the ailonit, en la lo knas velo pitui. Now let's discuss what an ailonit is. Ailonit is a ketana, and then she goes straight into bagrut. So wait, why are you saying en la knas? The knas is a ketana. You're saying that this ketana has onus. She should have knas. And let's match where this is going. Like ata the Rabbi Meir, the amar ketana en la knas. Right, because Rabbi Meir says only a ne'ara. And since a ailonit is not a ne'ara, there's no knas, so make up your mind. And the bright al-khara is being soter. So the Gemara says, the Gemara explains, Veha mekatnuta yetzna lebeger. Right? She went straight from katnut to bagrut. But she had a time of katnut. And still you're saying what? No knas. Alba is going like Rabbi Meir that says that knas is only by a ne'ara. So the Gemara says, "Reisha Rabbanan, the Sifat Rabbi Meir." Well, you're going to make two rabbis in the same bright. They make the Reisha like Hakamim that say this class by a Ketana, and you're going to make the Sifat Rabbi Meir that's class only by a Nara. V'chi tema kula Rabbi Meir, which means maybe you'll tell me no. The whole bright there really is Rabbi Meir that says what the Ketana has a knas ubimema in it, and in the case of the minute savar la can it be Yehuda? Oh, what's the Biyuda's shita? So look at Rashi. Ubimainit Savar Kribiuda Dama Ne'aram Mimainit. New shita. Rabbi Meir holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds that not only can a ketana make mi'un, but a ne'ara can make mi'un as well. V'achi tiduk mine. Ne'ara mima'enet in na klas, ha ne'ara be'ama yesh la klas. And then we'll make the niyuk. Yes, a ne'ara that's mima'enet. There's no klas because she's not a betula. But a regular ne'ara, yeah. She can make mi'un. And no, she cannot make mi'un. She has knas because she's an ne'ara. And therefore, the sefer is also very good. Because the sefer that said a bogeret, no. Because a bogeret is not an ne'ara. She goes from katnut to na'arut. And therefore, we can say the resha and the sefer is alibad Rabbi Meir. And I'll say Rabbi Meir holds like the biyuda by a mima'in. That even a ne'ara can make mi'un. So give us hold it. Umisavallah. Does the Rabbi Meir hold like Rabbi Yehuda? V'atanya ad matay habat mima'enet? Until when can a girl make miun? Ad shetavi shtei sarot v'ed Rabbi Meir. Until she makes shtei sarot, which means until she becomes a ne'ara. Means she can only make it until she's a ketana. Now Rabbi Yehuda omer ad sheyerbe shachor ala lavan. He says no. Even until there's more black, meaning hair, black on the lavan, on the flesh, which is white. Which means even when she is a ne'ara, which means until she becomes a bogeret. So therefore you see clearly that the Mimir holds that only a ketana can make mi'un. So back to the question again. Ela, Gemara says, Rabbi Yehudai. Oh, I'll tell you the author of this braita is going like who? Rabbi Yehuda. Ube ketana. Savala Rabbi Meir. And when it comes to a ketana, he's gonna hold like Rabbi Meir. Let's read Rashi now. Ela Rabbi Yehudai. Ubimainit na'ara. And when it comes to the case of a mima'init, where she's in the ara, ashmi'ina de'en la knas. I'll tell you what, there's no knas in that case. Velo tiduk ha ketana yesh la knas. Right? Because I'll tell you, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that what? The case is meant to talk about a ne'ara. And therefore, you cannot medaye ketana, because it's talking about just a ne'ara. Ubeme vegabe ailonit etana nami ena knas, mishum de beketana savar kerebi meir. Vezu mekatnuta yatsa lebeger. Which means like this. I can say Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Meir in the sense that what? Only a ne'ara has onus. Good. And then for the ailonit case, she went from a ketana to a bogeret. No na'ara, no na'arut, no onus. In the case of mima'enet, yeah, the Rabbi Yehuda holds what? A na'ara can make mi'un. And therefore, no knas by a na'ara makes because she's not a betula. Mashikin a regular na'ara, yeah, knas. So it works out good according to the Rabbi Yehuda. So long as you say, I'll put the Rabbi Yehuda by the Mi'un case, I'll talk about Sana'ara, because Sana'ara can make Mi'un. And the Ilunit case, she's also going to be Mi'ir, in the sense that only a Na'ara can make, has Knas, and therefore since a Ilunit goes from Katnut to Baglut, therefore there's no Knas. So it's very good. It's not even Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara's hold it. Umi Sabarla? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi Mi'ir, that what? That only Na'ara has Knas? Which means he says that these are the words of Rabbi Meir, which is later on when we're going to see the opinion of Rabbi Meir that says that it only applies to a ketana. It's going to say in later on these are the words of Rabbi Meir that says it only applies to. I'm sorry, that only applies to a ne'ara. If Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir, it should say these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda. It must be that only Rabbi Meir holds dafka by a ne'ara. It must be Rabbi Yehuda holds even by a ketana. So now the Gemara is back to the question. We have a kasha. Who's the author of this? Right, you cannot say it's Rabbi Meir, and you cannot say it's Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, it's a third Tana, independent of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. And I'll say what? In one case, it's like Rabbi Meir, right. And in one case, it's like Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay,
and therefore, says, Hai Tana, this Tana of the Braita, Sabala ke Rabbi Meir behada. He holds like Rabbi Meir, meaning a Ketana has no Knas, and therefore, in Knas ba'ilunit. Like the writer said, because she's not a Na'ara. V'upalig ale behada. And he argues with him on the other. Where does he argue with him on him? In the case of Mima'enet. Which means, when it comes to the Mima'enet, he'll hold that what? That a Mima'enet can even go until a Na'ara. And therefore, that she says, V'upalig ale b'mima'enet, v'amar atyer v'ashahor. V'chitana Mima'enet en naknas. Right, because only Mima'enet no knas, because she's a not a betula. Ha, ha'reuya Mima'en, yesh la knas b'ne'ara. But a regular ne'ara, yeah. So therefore, it comes along, it's a third Tana, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, like in one law, right? And he holds like Rabbi Meir in one, which means he holds like Rabbi Meir in the sense of Ketana, there's no knas. Therefore, Mima'enet, there's no knas, because she's never a ne'ara. Right? Upalig ale, and he'll argue on the Bimi'ir, the case of a Mima'enet, and he'll say the Mima'enet, even a Ne'ara can make Mi'un. Therefore, the Braita is squared off. Rafram Amar, Rafram comes along and gives a different answer. My Mima'enet, Harri'uya Lima'en. New Pshat. Really come along and say like this, when it says Mima'enet, it means exactly a lady that is a girl that's re'uya to make mi'un. Now, which girl is re'uya to make mi'un? We're not talking about a girl that made mi'un. We're talking about a girl that's able to make mi'un, which is another way of saying basically a ketana has no knas. Good. And then when it says ailunit, there's no knas because she's a ketana. But this is all going on Ali Badr Mir. That what? Only a ne'ara, not a ketana. So the Gemara says, "Vilitni ketana." So why don't you just say ketana? What are you telling me? A mima'enet, and have to mean it means mima'enet means a girl that's. We have to make new one. That's a difficult way. So Gemara says kasha, and the Gemara leaves it in a kasha. Okay, comes the Gemara, continues. Ailonit en la lo kenas velo pitui. So we said an ailonit, that's a lady that does not have simanim. She doesn't mature into the normal simanim of a lady, so she does not subject to the law of kenas, meaning she's not subject to the law of anusa. Why? So we explained, because she goes from katnut straight to bagrut, meaning at 20 years old she becomes a begoyet. So therefore, since she's not a ne'ara at all, and the din of anusa is dafka said by a ne'ara, so therefore there's no knas legabe ones, and there's no pitui as well. Urmini, we have a contradiction. Achereshet v'ashota v'ailonit. Achereshet is somebody that is a deaf mute. Shota, that's the girl that does not have intelligence. Vailonit, and Ailonit, yesh lahem knas. So first of all, right away, see a stira. Yesh lahem knas. So you see over here, Ailonit has knas. Ve'yesh lahem ta'anat betulim. What does this mean? Which means the husband can have a claim against these ladies if he marries them. And he finds that they're not betulot. He can have a claim and say, I married them on the understanding they were betulot, and I didn't find they have betulim, and therefore he can be mafsid them ketubah, which is normally the ketubah of a betulah is 200.
But if, let's say, she does not have a betulin, so the, in certain cases, the husband has a right to have a claim, and these three ladies, there is a case of ta'anat betulin. Let's read Rashi. Rashi says, V'yesh tem ta'ana betulin, okay, mafsid ha ketubah, to be mafsid them the ketubah. Comes the Gemara and says, V'hai mai rumya. What's the contradiction? It's a very simple answer to the contradiction. Harbi Meir, Harabanan. Which means, Rabbi Meir holds that the law of Anusa is dafka by a Nara. Yeah. So therefore, Mema'enet is not Shayach. And the Shita that says Mema'enet is Shayach holds like the Shita that holds that Hakamim, that even by a Ketana. So it's a simple answer. So the Gemara says, Udekarila, my Karila. The one that asked the question, what was he asking? Which means it's such a simple answer. But it says, Mishum di itle le mirma ahariti elave. The real question, of course, is a third braita that's contradictory over here. What's the third braita? Ha-hireshet vashota vabogeret umukat'etz en lahem ta'anat betunin. They do not have ta'anat betunin, which means the man, the husband, cannot claim that when he finds out, let's say, these ladies are not betula, he cannot have claims against them. Not the Hireshet, not the Shota, not the Bogeret. Bogeret is a girl that's after 12 and 6 months. And Mukata'etz is a girl that she got hit with a stick over there, Botamakom, and it caused the Betulin to get lost. Good. Hasome, or Hasoma, that's a girl that is blind. Va'ilunit, or a girl that is a Ilunit, which doesn't have Simanim. Yesh lahem ta'anat Betulin. Which means the husband has rights to claim that he didn't find them to be betula. It can be a mekach ta'ut, never can be mafsid them to ketubah. We'll explain each reason for each case momentarily. Sumcho somen, mishum rabbi meir, soma en la ta'ana betulin. A soma, the husband has no claim. Which means if she's not a betula, he cannot claim that she wasn't a betula, therefore try to mafsid the ketubah. Also, bottom line, we have a question now. We have a new question now. We have a question to get bit ta'anat betulin, which is the first bride that came along and said what? Hayresh v'shote yesh laim ta'anat betulin, which means the husband that marries a hayreshet or a shota or a ailonit can claim I did not find them to be betulot and therefore can be mafsid them the ketubah. Whereas the second bride that's mashma over here clearly says what? The shota and a hayreshet. In the Imtana Petulim, which means he has no claim. So the Chanayev Estida. So the Gemara says like this. Amar Rav Sheshat Lakasha. No question. Ha Rabban Gamliel, the Ha Rabbi Yoshua. Good. What's the Shita of Rabban Gamliel? So let's read Rashi. Ha Rabban Gamliel, Dama Pepere Kama. He omitted it. Let's say guy gets married. Okay? And after he gets married, he has B.I., finds out she's not a Betulah. So she comes along and says, you're right. But what happened after I got engaged to you, after I was arusat you, I lost my betulin. Mishenastani ne'enasti. I mean, I got raped after I was engaged. Ne'emenet. Which means, so we say, she has ne'emanut, because she can come along and say, it's your fault. Now your field got ruined, and therefore she has a ne'emanut. Ha'chaname ena ta'anat betulin nafsida ketubata da'amninan. Which means like this, the Shota or the Hireshet. They don't have a claim because they don't know how to claim anything, because they don't have the brains to claim anything. But the law is going to be like this, according to Rabbi Gamliel. Since if they were Bikhim, they would be able to say, Mish'erastani ne'eneset. So therefore, even when they don't have the claim, we'll claim it for them. So therefore, they have an emanut. So therefore, again, when the guy marries a shota or a hayreshet, where they really don't have a ability to have ta'anot, so the halakha is going to say like this, according to Rabbi Gamliel, he cannot come along and say, you aren't a betulah if I'm not paying you 200. Why? Because if they were smart, so what would be the deen? They would be able to claim, listen, you're right, I'm not a betula, but it happened after I became engaged to you. Therefore, it's your fault. However, these ladies cannot claim, we claim it for them, so therefore they have a ne'emanut. And the other writer that says that he can't have a claim is Rabbi Yoshua. What's Rabbi Yoshua? She says, how Rabbi Yoshua da'amar?
Lo mepia anu hayim. Which means she has no ne'emanut, the lady. Hacha yesh ta ta'ana petulin, dinam yavi ta'ana kaman, lo meminele. Which means she has no ta'ana of it, because even if she was a peket, we wouldn't believe her. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we consider the bright is going like Rabbi Yoshua. One like Rabbanan, and one like Rabbi Gamliel, and one like Rabbi Yoshua. So now, we just have one more case, the Bogeret case. Why in the Bogeret case does Nan have a claim for Betulin? Because it goes away. Because as she gets older, it thins out. So she, he has to know that. When you marry a Bogeret, it's not going to be a Betulin. She can't come along now, come along and say, oh, it was Bekah Ta'ut. She's a Bogeret. So now we understand the logic of the cases. So comes to us and says, wait a minute. Im adam deshamat la l'Rabban Gamliel hecha dekata'ana I. When did Rabbi Gamliel come along and say that she has an emanut when she herself is making the claims? Yeah. But in this case, where she cannot make a claim because she's a chayresh tor, she's a shota, will we listen to her? The Gemara says, "In yes, kevan damar Rabbi Gamliel mehemna." Since in a case where she was a peklit, she has an emanut kegon zu. In case like this, we fulfill the pasuk in Mishle that says, "Ptah picha leilemu." Open the mouth for someone that doesn't know how to speak, which means we'll speak for them. And therefore, since she could have said it, if had she been able to speak, we're going to be trying it for them. And therefore, she has a ne'emanut. Comes the Gemara and says, "Bogeret ein la ta'anat betulin." A person marries a bogeret, he does not have a ta'anat betulin. I mean, he cannot come along and say, "I didn't find that she's a betula, and therefore I'm not paying her ketubah." No, because we said it goes away. So the Gemara says, "Ve'amar ra bogeret notnim la laila harishon." Which means when a guy goes with a bogeret, gets married, the whole night is his. Meaning, any blood that she sees on the first night, we assume that it's not dam nida. You assume that it's dam bitulin, and therefore dam bitulin is not mitameh. Therefore, he can be with her all night, even though she shotetet dam. Oh, so you see what? A bogeret has bitulin. So what do you tell me that he has no tana bitulin? So you have a stida. That's she. Notim alay reishon uboel kama beilot. Now he can have as many be'ilot as he wants. V'talin and kol damim shloto alayla bedam betulin. Alma, it la dam betulin. The bogeret. Di lo, lo ave ba'ametav la'ela be'ilat mitzvah. Right, because if she didn't have betulin, we'd say what? Just give him the be'ilat mitzvah. V'kevan di it la betulin. Hechad de ba'av ve'lo matzah dam. Oh, so now what's already saying that she has betulin, where the guy had it beyond, didn't find blood. Tifased ketubata. He should be able to cause her to lose the ketubat. Because when he married a bogeret, he assumed that she had betulin. So comes the Gemara and says, "Idekata in ta'ana damim achname." You're right. If the guy's coming along and saying, "Listen, I went and I did not find dam betulin," he's believed. Which means he has a ta'ana. Because really a bogeret has, if he says, "I went and I didn't have, there's no blood," in a chanami he'll have a ne'emanut. However, but what's the case of it? We're talking about the kata'in ta'anat petach patuach. Which means he's coming along and saying, "I don't know if she had blood or not." He lost the sheet over there. All he's coming along and saying is what? Petach patuach. I just found the opening was patuach. Now in that case over there, it's possible that she is a betula or not, which is a bogeret. Even if she's a betula, her rechem is not so narrow anymore. And therefore, it could be that even though you say peta patua matter, it could be she's still a betula. And therefore, you have no tana, and therefore, you cannot be torn such a thing. But if he comes up and says, "Listen, there's no blood. There's no blood," and he has the sheet to prove it, then Echrami will be believed. But Shegan, he's got coming on with that. He's just saying, "Peta patua matzah." Look at the top Rashi. "Ide kamar ba'alti velo matzati dam." Vedai ta'ana me'al yatai. "Ve'acha dektani en la ta'ana petulin, dekata'in v'amar peta patua matzati, vedam lo badakti, im nimsaba, im lav." Right? Bene'ara. "Deketana ta'anahi." Even though it's, you cannot prove it in front of us, amrinan hazaka en adam toreach b'suda u'mafsida. Which means like this: normally, when a guy comes along, he marries, let's say, a ne'ara or a ketana, right? And he comes and says, "Petach patuach matzati." There, you believe him. You know why? Because he just spent all this money for a wedding. He's not going to come along now and lose all his money unless he's telling the truth.
which means he doesn't want to now call his say that he married a non-betula, which means if he spent all the money for the wedding over there and he's going to come with a tana, must be his tana's imid. But however, Abba Mishim Bagra, but this case of where she's a bogeret, in rahmat tzar kibatahila, her rehem is not narrow like it was in the beginning. Vidomelo kilu petapatua. So to him, he's thinking what? Petapatua. But could be really it's not petapatua. Could be really she is a betulah. He doesn't have the blood to prove it. Therefore, he has no claim in that case. But if it was a ketana or a na'ara, he would have a tana based on the sevara that we said before. Petapatua is the emir because in adam matriach besudato mafsida, and it's not going to lose it. Good. Yeah. Comes the Gemara and says, Sumchus Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir. Now we continue the Braita. Sumchus said earlier in the Braita, Some en natana betunim. Which means a Some, the guy has no claims. He marries a he has no. No, she's a Soma. She's blind. Okay, he has no claim, which means he goes with her, he doesn't find them betulin, he has no claim. So the Gemara says, "My tamad is sumchus." Because what happens to the soma? She can't see, so she's constantly falling on the floor. So she has no betulin. She the betulin broke. You have to know that when you marry a soma, that she's not going to have a betulin because she's falling on the floor. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean? Every girl when she's young, they fall." So the Gemara says, "The difference." Kulihu ro'ot. A girl that can see, she'll see the blood when she falls, umar'ot le'iman, and she'll want to show it to her mother. And therefore, when she gets married, she'll get married bi'azkat, that she's not a betula. So therefore, there's no mekah ta'ut. However, zu ena ro'a, this girl over here, she can't see. Ve'ena mar'e le'ima, and therefore, she doesn't show to her mother. And therefore, and well, you have to know that when a person is marrying a soma, that she's not going to be a betula. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. She nechbeta, u betula noshim. When she falls, the betula fall off. Kulu ro'ot, im nashru betula ro'otam, umarot le'iman. U poskot alehem. And then the mother will tell them, she'enam betulot. And therefore, in that case over there, if the mother didn't tell, didn't speak it out, so that's a mekach ta'ut. Therefore, in a regular case, a guy will have a ta'ana. Yeah. Hey, look, you should have known. You fell. Your mother should have told me it was known. Therefore, in that case, he has a ta'ana. However, she doesn't see. Therefore, she doesn't show. So therefore, when he married her, he knows she probably fell. She couldn't have showed it to her mother because she didn't see anything. Then Adam posek aleha v'lav ta'ut. She didn't mislead anybody. You have to know that going in. But that's shita of some course. Comes the Gemara and continues. Vayotzet mishum shem ra en la lo kenas v'lo pitui. So we said a lady that goes out mishum shem ra. Right, which we learned earlier that Hasab, I mean, it was a case where the husband says that she's not a betula after they got married. So therefore, such a lady, there is no knas on such a lady because she's not a betula. So the Gemara says, Hayotzet mishum shem ra matzekilahi. What are you talking about? Forget about knas. If already a guy's married and now suspects his wife and suspects she's not a betula, and then when he gets divorced, so she's batzikila. I mean, she was zinta tahtav. Yeah. She's considered eshet ish. So the Gemara says, "Amar of sheshat haki kamar mishi yatsa aleha shem ra biyalduta enda lo knas velo pitui." She's not married. She's a girl. But what rumors went out? Went on when she was young. That what? That she was not modest, and therefore she's not a betula. As she says. Amar Papa, Shmamina, so what do you learn from over here? Hai shtara. We can apply a law to business over here. A person has a shtar. Ria. That already there's a ri'uta on the shtar. There's already rumors that the shtar might not be, emit. Might be a counterfeit shtar. Lo magbinan be. You don't use it to take a payment. Even if they made kiyum on the shtar. But if there's already questions on the shtar, you don't use it to get payments. So the Gemara says, just let's read the Rashi. Yeah. She yatsa ala shem ziyuf. Good. That rumors came out that the shtar is mizuyaf. So the Gemara says like this. Hechi dame. Well, what's the case of the shtar exactly? You're telling me that you don't use a shtar that has a rumor on it. Ilima dinafak kala aleha dishtara dizayfahu. If mamash rumors came out that what the rumors are that what that it's mamash a
counterfeited shtar, and that's why you don't use it to get paid. So similarly, by the case of the shemra, you have to learn it similarly. That's why you tell me rumors went out on her that she was a zanai, that she's going around.
She had zanut.
Right, that she committed zanut before she started betula. We have a rule. If there's just rumors that she was mezana, we don't believe the rumors. So the Gemara says, "Ela da'atu betre va'amru lididu." So you know what the case is talking about? By the shtar, two guys came along and said, "Tabatinu." I'm sorry, but by the case of the lady, the case of the lady is like this. It wasn't shtar rumors. Two guys are coming along and saying, "Tabatini." She came and seduced us. She came and was toveya us b'isura. Now, so therefore, ready? Now, ready? It's one in a rumor. Now, ready? Two guys coming along. This what type of girl she is? Similarly, in the case of the shtar, the atu betre. Two guys come along and say the amre lididu amar lehu, which means he says like this guy, the guy on the shtar, came to us the amalu zayfuli and told us to falsify. Hey, we didn't falsify the shtar, but you see what type of guy this is over here. So therefore, the shtar is no good. So therefore, similarly, the case is what? Just like by the case of the znut. It's so bad. We're what? People came forward. And said, this girl came to us for znut. We refused. But already that tells us what type of girl she is. You have to assume that what? That she's not a betula. Therefore, there's no knas. Similarly, the Gemara saw from him, in the case of the shtar, where two guys come along and say, listen, this guy in the shtar came to us to falsify witnesses for him. We didn't do it, but already you see what type of guy this is. So the Gemara hold it. Bishlama hatam shkihi pirutzin. It's different. In the case of the znut, listen, if they didn't fool around with this girl, but somebody else did, because there's a lot of pirutzim in the world. So we could assume that, she's not a betula. Elahacha imhu huhzak kol Yisrael mi huhziku, which means, are you going to tell me that just because this guy over here is a huzak to be a shakran, does it mean everybody else is a shakran? Which means, who said he found the other two guys to sign? Yeah. Which is not so common. You're going to find people that are going to sign their name false on a false document. So who says that should ruin the shtar? So the Gemara says, since we see this guy was on the shtar, he's looking to forge. Imar ziyufe zayife katnat, could be he forged it himself, which means he didn't have to go to anybody. He forged the signatures himself. So therefore, when there's a situation like that in the shtar, you cannot take payment from the shtar, even if let's say the shtar is mikuyam. Let's read Rashi now. Let's start from Ela. Ela yatsa alei shemra hechidame kigon be'alim. You have witnesses. Velo she'amru alei shenibayla. If they come along and say witnesses that she had relations when she was single, there's no question. It's pashut that there's no din of onus. Imken may lememra hala betulai. Ela amri ledidu tabatinu lisura. She came and seduced us. Hefkira atzma, meaning she's mefkira herself to us. Velo shamar, but we didn't listen to her. So bishlama hatam hechi gamara papa mina delo magbinam bishtara ki hay. Bishlama hatam, by the case of the lady, shihi pirutzin. There's a lot of people that are pirutzin. Nechemachish edim shaitam ma'azir ta'azir. Since already we see that she's the type of girl that's looking for znut, she's going to find it. Because a lot of pirutzin out there. Harbe matzah la mishum achi en la knas. Lechal zeman de la bihaskan petula abay. Ela legebe shtar, im hu huzak lachzor achal edeh shekher. If the guy who's on the star is the guy that's looking for edeh shekher. Ko yisem mi hazikul yot shemim lo lezayef. Who says they're going to listen to sign a false document? Imar ziyufe zayif hu atzmo lamad lekaven ktav adome lekhtav yad aydim shatam bo. Which means he forged the signatures of the witnesses himself. And therefore, you can learn from the case of the znut to the case of the shtar. Comes the next Mishnah. Ve'elu she'en lahem knas. The following ladies do not have knas. Okay, these ladies over here, the reason why we're going to say they don't have knas because they're not considered behazkat betula. Haba ala giyoret. Okay, giyoret, she's a goya, she converted. We're talking about she was after 3 years old. After 3 years old, already the betulin does not come back, and therefore you have to say that she's not a betula. Ve'ala shivuya, that's a lady that was taken into captivity. Ve'ala shifha, or a shifha kana'anit that was freed. Now the Gemara is going to give us the three cases. Shinifdu, meaning the lady in captivity was redeemed. Okay? but you have to assume that she was not a betulah anymore because she was defiled. Vishinit gayiru, or a convert, goya that converted. Vishinish tahriru, or a shefhakanani that was freed. Yeterot al benot shelosh shanim v'yom echad. More than 3 and 1 day old. And then, because if they had a bi'ah, the bi'ah did not come back. We learned in the first Mishnah, the Perek, that if all these cases were less than 3 years old, so the assumption is if they had a bi'ah less than three, when they convert, the betulim comes back. And if the has got betulah. But since over this happened after 3 and 1 day, so already the betulim does not come back, and therefore the deen is what? They're not considered has got betulah, therefore there's no deen of onus. The bi'udah omer, shivuyah shenivdit harei b'kdushata. Wow, the Buddha has a shita here. That a shivuya, even though she's in captivity, we believe her that what? Nothing happened. The assumption is nothing happened to her. Afapi shigedola, haba al. Afapi shigedola. Good. Even though she is a gedola, even if she's older than 3 years old, it doesn't matter. Now, new cases. Haba al bito. Okay? Person goes with bito. Al bat bito. Okay? It's granddaughter. Al bat beno, also granddaughter from the son. Al bat ishto, daughter of the wife. Al bat bena, his wife's granddaughter. Al bat bita, also granddaughter. En nahem knas. Why? Because all these cases have something in common. Because their punishment of is mita sirifa in these cases. And therefore, what's the law? V'chod mitchayev benefesh im mishalim mamon. Right, we say, which we learned that so long as there's no death, then there's a money. But if there's death, there's no money. In this case over here, they die. So therefore, in this case over there is no knas. Comes the Gemara now and analyzes. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa said the same thing regarding a shivuya. The Bihuda said now Mishnah, that a Shivuya gets taken into captivity, you could trust her that nothing happened to her. Nafkamina, she go even marry a Kohen. Which means if she went with a Goya, she cannot marry a Kohen. But according to the Bihuda, no. A Shivuya goes into the captivity, she's trusted that what? Nothing happened. So the Gemara is saying the Bihuda also subscribes to that same opinion. So the Gemara says, the Bihuda had Amran. Okay, the Bihuda, we just said it. That's our Mishnah. Rabbi Dosa, the Tanya. Shivuya ochelet betruma, the Rabbi Dosa. A shivuya can continue to eat terumah, which means she was taken into captivity. You don't assume that she was defiled, for she's still permissible to eat terumah like a kohen, right? Because otherwise, if she had the bi'ah, she becomes a halala, and if she's not able to eat the terumah. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Bidosa, and the Bidosa explains his logic. V'chi ma'asa la'aravi halas. What do you think the Arab did to her when they went to captivity? V'chi mipnei shemi'ech la ben dadea. Pastam in a keuna. What do you think? Because he was acting in an immodest way and just playing around. He didn't do anything more than that. He acted in an immodest way. That doesn't posel her from Tirma. He didn't do the actual znut. So the Gemara wants to say that what? That Rabbi Dosa and the Bihuda both say the same thing. Amar Rava Dilma Lohi. Who told you? Maybe I'll say this. Ad kano kamar Bihuda hacha ela shelo yeh choten iskar. Which means, maybe I'll tell you over here in our Mishnah, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda is going to consider a shivuya, that she wasn't defiled, it's considered a betula, not to reward the sinner. So then when the guy's me'anesa, I'm going to say what? Pay! I don't want to reward the sinner by saying that she's not a betula, he's rewarded because he doesn't have to pay kenas. So let me dafka in this case over here, shelo yechoten niskar, the sinner should not be rewarded. Then I'm going to say what? That she's considered a betula, so he pays. Aval hatam, kerabanat svil, but in the case of teruma, maybe I'm going to be mahmir. Maybe when she goes into the captivity, maybe I'm going to be mahmir, that she cannot eat teruma. Now go the other way. Iname, ad kan lo kamar bidosa hatam, ela betruma dirabanan. Which is the terumah that we're talking about over there, maybe that Rabbi Dosa was lenient, that we said that she was not defiled. That was about terumah ben drabanan, meaning bezman hazeh, the terumah drabanan. So then when it came to rabbinical items, I can be lenient to say that, well, if you can eat it, and I'll say she's still a betula. Aval knas deoraita. But knas is a deoraita law. Which is ben Torah, the law is of knas applies. Svi, kerabaran svira leh, and therefore I'll say what? That she's not a betula. Which is the gebet din deoraita. I'm going to say that she's not a betula. Maybe you're only lenient to gebet din drabanan of terumah. So therefore you have no ra'ya that the Bi'udosa and the Bi'uda necessarily will agree in this case. Comes the Gemara and says, in their respective cases.
Amar le Abaye v'tamed Rabbi Yehuda hacha shelo yehote
niskaru.
Hold it. You want to tell me that the reason of Rabbi Yehuda, that the reason why he's telling me that she's considered a betulah when she's taken into captivity, because we don't want to reward the sinner. Meaning what? We're going to consider a betulah in order to make the ones, the manes, pay a fine. So Abaye asks, you think that's the reason? That's not the reason of Rabbi Yehuda. How do you know? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shivuyash Nishbit. Okay, you have a girl that was taken into captivity. Harei Begdushata Afilu Bat Eser Shanim. She's considered still in our Kedusha, even if she's a young girl. Ketubata Matayim. Her Ketubah is 200. Ve'atam Mai Shelo Yehote Niskar Ikahatam. Amika. Which means over there, there's no Hote Niskar. She's a guy getting married. They're just telling him, by the way, when this girl went into captivity, no, she has chazkat betulah, you have to pay 200. The guy who's getting married is not considered a sinner. Ella, you see, that he's not working with the chote niskar logic. He's just saying that fact. When a girl goes to shivuya, hazakah, nothing happened. So Gemara said, no. Hatam nameh dilma mimne'e velo nasbila. Which means, I could say, maybe over there, really, Rabbi Yehuda is only saying that she's considered a betulah. Because if you don't consider a betulah, people are not going to want to marry her. So therefore we'll say that a shivuya has a deen of a hizkat betulah just in order to... you have another reason. Just like by the anusa, you have a reason to say that why he kept her a betulah shloye hotei niskar. I can tell you in this case also, you have a reason why you say that shivuya can make ketubah is 200, because people are not going to want to marry her if she's if you're going to tell her that she's not a betulah the ketubah of 200, they're not going to want to marry her. But maybe by the case of terumah, maybe he's machmir in that case, that when a girl goes to shivuya, maybe she won't be able to eat terumah. Which is, I mean, I can give a reason to this case as well. Veradashi. Means if you lower a ketubah to 100, mashvita behaskat be'ula. So that means like you're treating her like a be'ula. Umarhekela afilu Yisrael. Forget about Kohanim. Even Yisrael's not going to want to marry her. Good. Comes Gemara and says, "Besabar Rabbi Yehuda bekdushata kaima." Hold it. Are you telling me that a lady that's in captivity, she's retains her kedusha, meaning that she's still she's betula? Ve'atanya, we learned in the Braita, hapode et shivuya. A person that redeems, let's say, a lady that was shivuya, yisa'ena, good, he's allowed to marry her. We're talking about over here, even if he's a kohen. Me'idba, but if he's the one that's testifying, and he's coming as a listener, I'm telling you she's okay, lo yisa'ena. Then already he cannot marry her. Because they're already, if he's the one that's testifying, you assume he's only testifying it for his own benefit. Rabbi Yehuda omer, benkach u benkach, lo yisa'ena. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, whether it was whether he testified or he didn't testify, lo yisa'ena. Stop right there. You see clearly Rabbi Yehuda is assuming what? That a girl that goes into the shivuya is considered a be'ula. She's not a betula. It's a contradiction. So the Gemara says, hold it. Before we even analyze the bright, that doesn't make sense. Hagufa kashya. Amarta podeta shivuya yisa'ena. You don't mean the beginning statement, what if a person redeems, I mean he's the one that's paying the money. He's paying the money for the redemption, so you're saying what? Yisa'ena. Ve'adar tana, then you tell me what? Me'idba lo yisa'ena. Then he said, but if he's the one that's giving the testimony, he cannot marry. So the Gemara says, Mishum de mi'idba lo yisa'ena? Well, why should it be worse? Well, just because she's the one that's giving the testimony. So Gemara says, Halakashya, haki kabar, hapodet shivuya umi'idba. If the guy's podet, I mean, he spends the money to be podet, and he's the one that's being mi'idba yisa'ena. You know why? Because the guy's not going to spend money to redeem a girl unless she's okay. So if you can believe him. However, mi'idba kidi. But if he just testified, he didn't spend any money, he just testified alone that she's okay, lo yisa'ena. Because then we're worried that what? He's doing it to get married. Yeah. Look at that she now. Mi'idba kasal katatak da'apode ka'ir. We thought originally when it says me'idba, we thought that the redeemer testified. So he had a stira. You told me if the guy who's redeeming is no problem. Now you tell me if the redeemer testifies, he's not believed. Make up your mind. So it says, Mishum de me'idba ba'amru apodeta shivuya yisa'ena. So the Gemara says, apodeta shivuya u me'idba yisa'ena. De'i lo dekim lo begava. If he wasn't certain, lo shade zuze bichti. He's not going to spend money to redeem her for no purpose. Shade yisa'ena peda'a. But he's doing it to get married. However, me'idba kedi lo yisa'ena. Shema'anav natamba. Which means, if he didn't pay the money,
could be he saw this girl, he wants to marry her. So therefore, he's just coming along and saying, "Ah, Tanya, she's okay." In that case over there, we have no reason to believe him. Therefore, lo yisa'inna. But bottom line, what do you see according to the Biuda? She's not considered a betula. Mikol makom kasher the Biuda. Because the Biuda says, whether he pays the money or whether he doesn't pay the money, he's not the Iman. So the Gemara Amar Papa, Emar Biyuda Omer, Benkach Ubenkach Yisa'inna. Change the Gersa of the Braita. Rabbi Yehuda says, Benkak or Benkak, whether he pays or whether he doesn't, he's believed. Why? Because Hazakah, when the lady's in the Shibuya, she's okay. Ravuna ben Rabbi Yehoshua amel le'olam kediktani. Keep the statement as it is. Which means Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Benkak or Benkak, lo yisayin. Ah, but it's a contradiction. Rabbi Yehuda le'divrehem derabbanan ka'amar. Which ka'amarli, which means Rabbi Yehuda's not talking about his own opinion. Really, according to Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't matter, automatically you always trust that, well, nothing happened. But Rabbi Yehuda is analyzing the rabbi's opinion, and he's saying like this, Lididi benkach u benkach, he's saying that. My opinion is, Shavuya, you trust her, that nothing happened. Ela lididchu. But according to you, benkach u benkach, lo yisa'ena mivayle. Which is, according to you, it shouldn't make a difference, even if he's paying money, the money's factor shouldn't be a factor according to you. I mean, the Biyuda could not understand why the rabbi's making a look whether he pays money or not money. Listen, if you believe that the lady Zay was defiled, so even if the guy's paying money, you shouldn't believe the guy. And therefore, why do you make such a haluk? Over a banan. You know why? Because a guy's not going to throw his money out for no reason. But if he's just testifying without the redeeming, kidney alone, lo yisena. Shema enav natan ba. Because maybe his eyes are on her. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda just saying like this, l'shitatchem, lo yisena benkach, ubenkach. You shouldn't get married to her at all. But the rabbis will come back and say, no, we have a chiduk. It makes sense. If he's paying money, he's not going to waste his money unless he knows for certain. And that's why the banan have that shita. Amen.